And, of course, for weeks, the Santa look-alike business has been booming. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For many families, it just wouldn't be Christmas without a trip to the mall to see Santa Claus. At the Westfield Shopping Town Mall in North San Diego County, Angelina Hoppe's children are waiting to tell Santa what they want for Christmas. Her 2-year-old wants a doll, her 10-year-old a puppy, and her 14-year-old wants an iPod. Hoppe herself wants a set of glossy photographs to remember this by.
I'm from a family of 6 little girls, and my mother took us every year. It's a tradition in the family, and I'm going to keep it for my kids, too.
Cherry Hill Photo of New Jersey runs this Santa operation, and hundreds of others like it at malls around the country. Cherry Hill sells its photo packages for up to $29.95. But even without a picture, anyone can sit on Santa's lap for free. The mall's regional marketing manager, Roger Brazil, says just having Santa here makes holiday shopping more special.
It is a business decision. We want people to come here. For every minute a shopper spends in a shopping center, they're going to spend an extra dollar. But of course, you know, we want, as soon as they leave our shopping center, for them to say, wow, you know, I found what I was looking for, and it was special, and I'm going to go back.
Santa and selling have a long history together, one that was already fodder for Hollywood when Miracle on 34th Street was released almost 60 years ago. The 1947 classic stars Edmund Gwenn as Macy's Kris Kringle. He tries to convince a doubtful young Natalie Wood that he's more than just a department store prop.
Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
Mm-mm. You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker, the lady who hired you.
Oh.
But I must say you're the best-looking one I've ever seen.
Really?
Your beard doesn't have one of those things that goes over your ears.
Well, that's because it's real. Just like I'm really Santa Claus.
A real Santa Claus beard is just as important today, says Timothy Conahan, who's been playing Santa since 1969. We reached Conahan on what he calls his sleigh phone. He's now the executive director of the Amalgamated Order of Real Bearded Santas, a decade-old group with some 470 white-whiskered members.
For a lot of these gentlemen, this is a love of life. See children and have children run up and hug you and love you, and in some cases get paid for it, too.
According to the International Council of Shopping Centers, the average mall Santa, with a real beard, is paid about $8,000 for the 5-week season, which typically begins just before Thanksgiving. For Santas who don't have the patience for mall duty, there are other outlets. Joe Mystic, who's listed in the San Diego phone book simply as Santa Claus, performs at corporate parties and private homes for up to $200 an hour.
You go to the home, you ring your jingle bells as you go in, the kids go, because they don't know you're coming. Then I have the kids come sit on my lap and tell me what they want for Christmas, and then it's ho, 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 and I'm on my way.
The internet has helped Santas market themselves, but it's also created competition for shopping mall Santas. The Wall Street Journal this month cited data from the Shopping Centers Council to show that visits to mall Santas have dropped off in recent years. The Shopping Centers Council, however, disputes that conclusion, and Mystic says his Santa Claus act is in as much demand as ever.
I don't think there's anything that can replace to that mother and father that picture of their child in Santa Claus's lap.
Mystic's busy season ends tomorrow. After that, he'll trim his beard and put away his suit. He's not planning to lose the belly, though. The Amalgamated Order of Real Bearded Santas holds its annual off-season lunch next month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.
Links to Santa's sites are at NPR.org. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition. Our technical director is Kevin Langley. Our audio technicians include Ted Mebane, Gary Henderson, Renee Pringle, Mark Greenhouse, Kurt Turner, Dennis Nielsen, Stacey Abbott, Arthur Holliday Laurent, and Patrick Murray, who doubles as Christmas chef here at NPR West. NPR's ombudsman is Jeffrey Dvorkin. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.